Our sermon reading this morning comes from a book called Bless the Imperfect. This piece is entitled Theology of Accompaniment, written by Janice Marie Johnson. And it serves as an introduction for the reflections you'll hear this morning from Tanya Wenger, from Pat Uribe-Lichty, and from me. I got an important glimpse into the spiritual practice of being in partnership when I learned about the theology of accompaniment. The term comes from Cuban-American theologian Roberto Guzeta in his book, Caminemos con Jesús. Reverend Jackie Clements introduced me and many others to the concept in New Orleans at Finding Our Way Home, an annual gathering of Unitarian Universalist religious professionals of color. Clements described how the verb acompañar in Spanish differs in complexity, texture, and weight from the English to accompany, which can be used for something as mundane as going to the grocery store with someone. The Spanish word connotes something deeper. It's like being joined at the hip, said a colleague at the retreat. In a review of Guzeta's work, professor and chaplain, Father Kurt Messick, notes that a theology of accompaniment, and I'm quoting, has many implications, including a recognition of the value of human beings. It is our task, regardless of our starting point, to walk with or accompany people. To walk with the poor does not simply mean a geographic relocation. It means becoming intensely aware of their condition, body, mind, spirit, hope, future, and how these things differ from mainstream Western culture. It is also a call to the development of interior life as a means of strengthening the identity of those from whom culture often robs or ignores. Janice Marie Johnson goes on to say that when I think of partnership, I think of striving to empower the community and build bridges. I think of working collaboratively with various organizations and individuals, especially those who understand the profound difference between providing services to the disenfranchised and breaking bread with siblings. A theology of accompaniment calls us to move beyond othering, beyond tolerating, beyond embracing. It calls us to honor our siblings as the unique and precious beings that we all are, in spite of class, race, ethnicity, ability, and all else that would divide us. Accompaniment is a choice, one that can resonate profoundly as a spiritual practice of being in partnership. The words of Janice Marie Johnson. And Tanya is going to share her reflection at this time.